Since May 1980, Dr. Gary Sibbald, a dermatologist who lives and works in Mississauga, has been holding monthly clinics as a visiting specialist for patients in Sault Ste. Marie. In December, it was announced that Sibbald is the 2022 Sault Ste. Marie Medal of Merit recipient in recognition of his medical contributions to the community. I was quite surprised. It kind of came to me from left field, Sibbald said, speaking to Sue today by phone from his Mississauga office. Because Sibbald's wife is from the Sioux, the doctor first saw the need for a dermatologist in this community while visiting his in-laws. It is estimated that he has made more than 400 trips to Sault Ste. Marie over the past 40 years, involving over 100,000 interactions with local residents. He thinks of the Sioux as his second home. Still holding monthly four-day clinics in the Sioux, Sibbald gave no indication of plans to slow down in his medical specialty. In fact, he spoke enthusiastically of a new online micro-credential wound care program that he has designed and now delivers to Sioux College nursing program students. It's another way that people can learn relevant information around what they do in their day-to-day healthcare professional work. This is something that we've been fashioning over the past 2 years, Sibbald said. The micro-credential program will continue to expand and be offered to include family doctors in the Sioux and other communities in Ontario, especially geared to those in northern communities with a focus on addressing the devastating effect that type 2 diabetes can have on the feet of diabetic patients. People with diabetes and foot problems have a 3 times higher amputation rate in the north compared to people in southern Ontario and other health districts. So if we can improve prevention with the high-risk foot screen and with the care of diabetic feet, we won't end up with amputations and people can live longer and have a better quality of life, Sibbald said. On January 20th and 21st we'll have dermatology for non-dermatologists, so it's really training family doctors and other individuals to be more competent in assessing patients with dermatological problems because there's a limited number of dermatologists in the north. The knowledge that is shared through the Wound Care Micro-Credential Program will be invaluable for those who care for long-term care home residents who are bedridden or suffer from neuropathy, Sibbald said. Both patients and doctors around the world have benefited from his expertise. As a visiting specialist in Guyana, he was able to reduce foot amputations in diabetic patients in that country by 68%. Sibbald has also taught doctors in Saudi Arabia, South Africa and the United Arab Emirates. As part of his work with Sioux patients in the field of dermatology, Sibbald was instrumental in establishing a light unit, in which patients are treated with ultraviolet light, at the Group Health Center's East Street location. I think it's very interesting to affect change, Sibbald said. While general practitioners with an interest in dermatology practiced medicine in the Sioux, Sibbald was the only dermatological specialist to serve this community for many years. He now holds his monthly 4-day clinics in the Sioux with Dr. Asfandyar Mufti, a fellow dermatologist from the GTA, and is pleased that locally based dermatologist Dr. Sylvia Martinez started practicing in the Sioux in September. Up until this time I really haven't had two helpers like that, and this also complements Dr. Wendy Wallace, who is a family doctor with a special interest in dermatology. We've gotten probably for the first time a full complement of dermatological practice in the Sioux with 4 individuals where it was really just Wendy and myself for a number of years, Sibbald said. The importance of caring for the flesh of patients cannot be overstated. 20% of family medicine is dermatology. The skin is the largest organ of the body and is a reflection on internal disease, Sibbald said. Sibbald said that there is only a 50% 5-year survival rate for individuals who have gone through a lower limb amputation due to type 2 diabetes and a 50% chance of a second amputation. We also know there's a worse prognosis than breast cancer in females or prostate cancer in males, and lymphoma overall. I think you really want to look at skin health. Protection from the sun is important, but it also involves a balanced diet, it's exercise, looking after your weight, taking precautions against type 2 diabetes, so I think the real advice is prevention. As part of your physical health, maintain healthy skin, Sibbald said.